up and get that meal to turning, and you'd throw this corn down in this meal. Had a chute that come up and went over in an old house, and we would. I imagine that meal was. I mean, that chute would come in the room, and it would grind up corn cob and all. And you know, you take it out of the shuck, you know, and you throw the shuck away. You didn't want to put the shuck in. Anyway, this thing was. Oh, that room was about, I imagine, 12-foot square. And I imagine it was had 12-foot ceilings.
Yeah.
And that thing would be, well, the hole, I could still, I know, the hole is still there. It's got a piece of tin nailed over it. And you throw that corn in there, shoot it in that room, and it would come up to the level just about every year. We tried to raise enough corn for those holes where it would come up. That meal, a chute, was about 2 foot off the ceiling, down from the ceiling. We'd fill that room up full of corn. That'd be my job every day. Go out there and shovel that corn out to them hogs.
Out of the, that room, you called it a
yeah.
Corn mill?
No, the mill would be what you ground it up with, see.
I see.
Ground the corn up with.
You call it a corn, the place where you stored the
crib.
Corn.
Crib, corn crib.
I see.
And
did y'all raise hay?
Oh, yes, still do.
Tell me about when you raise hay, the work you'd have to do.
We used to raise Lespediza. That's a kind of a hay, you know. It's you've heard of alfalfa.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of about the same thing. It's just, it's in the same, you know, it's about the same thing. Anyway, you go out there and you know when it's about time to cut it, you know, it matures. You go out there, you take your sickle, and you cut it down, let it lay for, you can't, alfalfa, I mean, and that's these, you can't let it lay too long. If you do, it drop its leaves.
Yeah.
The leaves will shed off of the stalk, and you won't have just a stalk there. And, of course, still good hay, you know, but you want to save those leaves. If you build it too soon, it'd be so heavy you couldn't load it.
Mm-hmm.
You build it too late, you'd lose your darn leaves. So you had to pretty well be right, you know. You cut down no more than you could bale the next day. Because if you missed it a day, you'd lose your leaves.
Okay, when you rake it up into
windrows.
Windrows.
Yeah, we call them windrows.
And then you
bale it.
You put, where would you store it?
Different places around the farm. We'd have shed. Usually have a couple old sheds, you know. At least my dad had two old sheds, you know. The one we used to live in now, we have, used to live in a long time ago. We fed pretty well filled it up full of hay.
Hmm. Would the barn have a place on there?
Usually have a loft.
Yeah.
We put some of it in the loft. It wasn't a loft.
Yeah.
It wasn't a loft, it was the attic.
Yeah.
A loft would be like, classified like Mr. Kennedy's got out here. It would be, you know, like a barn underneath, a loft where you store the hay. It's
yeah.
a big area up above.
Right.
The barn, you know.
What was an attic?
Attic would be like in this house. Would be a...
It was just a little old attic? It wasn't big then?
We used, like that house I was talking about, we used to live in, where it made a barn. That's an attic. It would be a smaller space.
How'd you get the hay up there?
Old heat too.
Have a pulley, you'd
old heat too, old back muscle.
Oh really?
Yeah, lots of times.
No wonder you're so big.
Well,
I used to do that myself, a little bit.
This man, Mr. Kennedy down here, he's got a hay lift.
Where's that? Where does he live?
He lives out here going out of town on
South
the right
town.
Out there. Right after you get across Boggy.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. He's a big farmer. Oh
yeah.
Yeah, he's got, I imagine him and his brother, Kennedy brothers, have got 700 head of cows.
Would you ever stack it out in the field? Ever put it out in the field of hay?
No, we never did. Lots of farmers did. They would
put it in,
stack it and put this black plastic over it, you know.
Hmm.
We just never done it.
Would you ever get a second, you get a second cutting from alfalfa, right? when you go out there in the
spring? It all depends. It just depends on what the weather was like. You know, if you usually raised hay for the first cutting. If you got a second cutting, there's a bonus, you know. I mean, but mostly, frost would get it before you got any kind of a second cutting on.
Right.